Everyone, this is Dr. Joranna Johnston, and I'm very, very happy to be here. Welcome to Illuminating Minds Radio. I'm just grateful right now for the amazing miracles happening in my life, especially doing this work as a secure creditor for about 14 years, and finally, people coming into my life, good friends of mine, students that I've even taught, coming into my life and sharing amazing information. Information that I asked for. I asked for in the universe not too long ago. Just within a month ago, I asked. And I said, hey, you know, help me for the rest of the way. Help me to continue on my journey and send me those that need to help advance my knowledge even more so. And I wanted to let you know, for many years, you know, I've been extremely successful in discharging debt, and my students as well, just getting rid of debt, discharging it. And my victory was child support. I was able to get rid of child support. And it took me a few years to finally figure it out. After I had my foreign trust, I got my foreign trust set up, everything. And then I finally utilized the A for V with my UCC-1, and I sent it out to Washington, D.C., and before you know it, the statement stopped coming. And that was one of my biggest victories ever, okay? And a lot of my students have had major mad success as well. But now we're turning the page, and we're moving on to something more exciting. And it's called securitization, securitizing the debt and getting paid for it, getting paid double for it. These, my friends, are exciting freaking times. And this has been going on, of course, you know, in the secure creditor groups for some time. But just recently, I came across a group that are actually doing it, and we're doing it. So I've actually seen the successes as well, and I'm totally shocked, because before I was working with other groups, and there was a group that I was working with, and there was a guy. He calls himself M1. He calls himself Max. He calls himself Stellar Viscera. He calls himself so many names under the sun, and he was teaching how to open up your foreign trust account and getting paid for it by the IRS and getting a $3 million check. And at the time, I knew within my heart that that was the wrong way to do it. It was very wrong, because why would you want the IRS to pay you FRN notes, Federal Reserve notes? And then, yes, they will do that. They'll pay you. But at the same time, what they'll do is they'll shut down your account and they'll come after you. They'll seize everything that you have. It doesn't matter, because you're using their floating rate notes, their FRN notes. And this is why I have told my students many times to stay away from the 1099 A's and B's if you're trying to acquire money, FRN notes from the IRS. I've seen too many people for many years going to prison, and I'm talking federal prison for that. And my guides, my intuition — I'm an intuitive reader, by the way, I've always been intuitive for years — have always warned me against it. And I also had mentors that warned me against it and said, don't go that route, because you're going to find yourself in federal prison. And I was being taught by creditors and commerce on how to do a lot of this stuff, but I opted out. I didn't want to know about the 1099 A and B's. I didn't want to know anything about that, because my mentor warned me and I respected him, and I never continued on. But I have students that just didn't care what I had to say, and they just went ahead and did their thing. And what happens when you do the 1099 A and B, you're immediately flagged. You're immediately marked that you are operating in fraud. Imagine having that on your record. And that's why I never move forward with that. So there's a better way, folks. A much better way. Once you become a secure creditor, you transmit your social, as we show you how to do this, into an estate number, and you take control of all the accounts using your trust. you can also securitize the debt. Let's say you have a car note. Let's say you have a mortgage. Instead of just discharging the debt and letting it and just write it off, you know, that's what I did with child support, okay, at the time, you actually get paid for it using your TDA account and Treasury Direct account by instructing the trustee of the company that is in control of, let's say, your car note or your mortgage, by instructing the trustee to securitize the promissory note that you create. You create the promissory note because everything we create as secured creditors is golden. Whenever you put a signature on it, you've created currency. You've created money. This is this is something that has not been taught. This has been hidden from us for so many years. How do you think the elite are living right now? Why do you think they're living in the lap of luxury? It's not because they own a bunch of businesses, as they want you to believe. It's because they're beneficiaries of their own trust and they're making a crap load of money. They know exactly how to do it. So for instance, you have a car note, you have a mortgage, and you don't only just want to discharge it and write it off. You want to have it securitized. So that's what the Treasury Direct account is for. When you instruct the trustee to do it for you, you give them a promissory note in a 1099-C, and you instruct the trustee of the company to handle it for you, they will automatically wire transfer and securitize the promissory note and credit your TDA account, and you will get paid double for it. Even if you move floating rate notes or Federal Reserve notes into the account, this is the way to do it. It's no longer just discharging debt. Yes, trust me, I know how to discharge debt. I have students doing it. I mean, for me to discharge child support, anything, taxes, it doesn't matter. You can discharge. Sure, that's wonderful. But don't you want to get paid too? Don't you want to get paid for it? Don't you? You deserve to get paid for it because of the power of your signature. That signature, that golden signature, you are the beneficiary of the trust, and you instruct the trustee of the company that is in control of, let's say, the car note, for example, you instruct the trustee to securitize the promissory note that you just created and crediting your Treasury Direct account, getting paid for it. And we've had experiences, we've seen people actually, there was someone who actually bought a car, $100,000 car, utilizing this process and not only getting paid for it, but his credit report went off the charts completely, totally raised his credit score. It is true. It is real, guys. So this is very real stuff, very powerful information. Once you start walking down the path as a real secure creditor operating on the private side, not only as a diplomat, not only changing the social security number into an estate number and being completely free like that, because now, see, you're no longer running away from, oh, I'm not, you know, we're not a sovereign group, by the way. I just want to mention, we are not a sovereign group. We don't run away from the name and, you know, have a chip on our shoulders fighting against, because I'll tell you, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't lead anywhere. Yes, you'll have many victories, but many times you're still fighting against, you're still operating as adversarial. And my mentor warned me about that, because there's only amount of time when they will come after you, no matter what. And this is what happened. There was a father and a son. I believe his name was Jerry Kane, if you remembered him. Him and his 15-year-old son taught everybody how to get out of paying for a mortgage. By basically, I don't know, there was a different process. I was never a student of his. But he was teaching people, and people were getting very, very, they were becoming very successful. However, it was a very adversarial approach. It wasn't a happy approach. It wasn't a peaceful approach. yes, they had success, but guess what? Guess who were on the, who was on the radar? They were on the radar for the higher powers that didn't want his information out there. So one day, him and his son were driving down the road, and a cop pulled him over for nothing. They weren't even speeding. When he pulled him over, it was all set up. The cop said, "Here, let me write you a ticket. You were speeding," and whatever. And then he, the cop pulled on over, walked on away from the car, and something, there was a shoot from a sniper in the forest, shot both of them dead, him and his 15-year-old son. They were both murdered, okay? This is how you roll when you are operating in adverse. You need to be very, very, very careful, because again, you will be on their shit list. And that's the thing, you don't want to operate that way. This is what I've been teaching my students all this time. I was not on the shit list of child support. I discharged a debt peacefully. I have my passport, my American passport, got it renewed twice. I'm not on anyone's shit list. I'm not on anyone's felony list. But a lot of people that come to me have felonies and they want to get that removed. Some people think, oh, this is all bullshit. This is a scam. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not here to impress you. I say, continue on your journey. Don't listen to a damn thing I say. Please. I don't have time because I've been doing this for 14 years. I know my stuff. So this is the best way of handling debt when you are non-adverse, you are at peace, and you give them something. You know, first of all, in this information that I'm sharing with my students with the TDA accounts and the foreign trust, this is only for my foreign trust students only. Not secure creditor package students, no. This is very advanced information. So once you become, you have to transmit your social. You have to basically be on the private side, be completely on the private side in order to do this type of work. So once you do this, then you're able to discharge debt. If you just want to discharge debt, not a problem. You would utilize the foreign trust for that, not a problem. And the FEIN number that you're going to receive, that's a piece of cake and you're tax exempt anyway. But if you want to go the extra mile also and learn how to securitize the debt and get paid for it, you have to have your paperwork in place, obviously. You have to know exactly what you're doing. You know, when I was able to discharge debt, it wasn't an instant thing. It wasn't like, oh, I'm a secure creditor. Oh, here comes the heavens with our trumpets. Oh, you know what I mean? No, it didn't happen like that. I had to learn. I had to go through mentors. I had to go through to find the truth on how to handle it. And that was serious. That was a serious situation I had to handle because it wasn't just debt. It wasn't just a utility bill or a freaking mobile phone bill. And it's funny, I get people asking me, how do I discharge my mobile phone? And I'm like, you know, just pay it if it's that expensive. I mean, if it's not that expensive, what the heck are you freaking out about? You know what I mean? Or you can securitize it. But really, I mean, come on. So, you know, all this information is very, very interesting, I have to say. But yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you can do. But you can turn that debt into money, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And you're doing things in a very non-adversarial way. You're working and cooperating with the banks. The banks are cooperating with you because you become the beneficiary. And you let them know, hey, you know, go ahead and securitize it. And then it goes into the TDA account. The TDA account is where you put your bonds. This is where the securitization happens. There are no FRN notes in there. You understand that? You don't put FRN notes in there. So it's not like, oh, the IRS is going to send me a check and then FRN notes. Yeah, you can have FRN notes, but they are securitized immediately. They're securitized. Okay. This is the excitement about how far we've come along with this information. Sure, anybody can open up a TDA account. Anybody can open up, as long as you're okay with the government, as long as you are a U.S. American, you can open up a TDA account, not a problem. It's very, very freaking easy. But knowing how to use it can be a little complicating. but it is well worth this knowledge, because what is happening right now,
it's okay.
The United States is moving into, you know, or not the United States, the whole world, sorry. What they're going to be doing is they're going to turn everything into a one world order, one world digital currency known as the USDR. And all the people that took that Kool-Aid drink jab, I'm not going to go into it, are going to be connected to it and connected to the crypto world. See, this is why they try to get us all into crypto, getting used to the fact of using crypto, because they want us to get used to their USDR currency. This is where the sheep are going to go. They're going to be connected to the USDR digital currency. And if you've ever seen the movie In Time, it's a very good movie with Justin Timberlake. I highly recommend you watch it. This is where they're going. And with this jab inside of you, this is not just a vaccine, guys. This is a lot more. They're turning the people into cyborgs, and they're patenting your RNA and DNA also to claim ownership over the body. And now what they're going to do, and just look at history. I'm not here just saying I'm psychic and I know everything. No, go to history and learn. This is what they did in 1912. This is what they did with the Spanish flu. They coordinated it. Spanish flu got everybody pretty much wiped out on the face of the earth. And then they created a new financial system, didn't they? 1933, took everyone's gold and silver. So now no longer are you in, now the Constitution is null and void, because you are now taking FRN notes instead of gold and silver, which was in alignment with the US Constitution. So they had to build a color of law, create color of law, such as the UCC, to go along with the whole Federal Reserve note law. Because there is no law. It's all fiction, fictitious. So this is what's going to happen. This is the next step, guys. One day before, what's going to happen, they're going to freeze your accounts, and then they're going to give you a letter, and they're going to say, look, in order for you to use your account, you're going to have to do what we tell you to do. And part of it is they're going to instruct you to take that Kool-Aid, drink that Kool-Aid, okay, in order to touch those bank accounts. But what if I told you that you don't really need the banks anymore? Sure, you can use the banks to whatever you're getting paid. You can go ahead and wire it over and securitize it into your TDA account, sure. But it's the TDA accounts you really need by securitizing everything. You have the power to turn that promissory note into money. And with the help of the trustee, and I'm not talking the trustee of your own trust, I'm talking about the trustee of, let's say, the car company that you wish to securitize. The car company, I mean, you wish the debt that they've given you and said, oh, you need to pay this, well, with FRN notes, but it will never be paid. You have the power to turn that promissory note into money and have the bank or the trustee of that company to securitize it for you. This is not bullshit. So I studied and studied before I ever utilized it, and my group has ever done it. And not only that, it all made sense, because it's like, well, no kidding. They're not using a bank account to have the IRS bring you a check of FRN notes into your bank account so they can freaking trap you. And they will do that. They will test you. That's why I never got involved in this bullshit with a 1099 A and B. I never did. And some people, a couple of students left and said, oh, she doesn't know her stuff, and we're going to go over here. Ha ha ha, you know? And then they all ended up getting burnt because they didn't listen. So just know, TDA account, promissory note, 1099 C, if you want to get paid. So instead of just discharging a car debt, which was maybe 100 grand or 50 grand and not ever seeing the money, I think it's best to securitize it and see that money in your TDA account, not your bank account, folks. Wake up. That's all I have to say. Wake up. Protect yourselves. Don't follow these freaking other groups. And I've been warning you all. So any of you who have been using the 1099 A and B to try to acquire money, you're already red flagged by the government. You're already red flagged. And I'll tell you right now, the guy that I was learning from, one of my mentors, who calls him M1, himself M1, Max, Stellar Viceroy, JC, all these other names, right? He can't even open up a TD8 account because he's marked. He's on the shit list. They won't even allow him to. They locked him out. So he had to find other routes and bullshitting people along the way too. So I protected my students. I protected my students. I said, sorry, I'm not working with you. Everything sounds great and wonderful. I love to have that $3 million in my bank account, but I know there's a catch and I know there's something wrong. And you know what he told me? He said, oh, don't worry if they come after you and seize your accounts because you could still keep on discharging it. He said that to me. I said, oh, so you want me to put my students in danger, their lives in danger, to do this process and risk having everything taken away, but yet they can keep on using some kind of a form to the IRS to keep discharging the debt? It didn't make any sense to me. And that's when I put a stop to it. I said, no. I said, but some of the other students, they are already working with them, and they all turned against me. Not all my students, but some of them that were working with him and I turned against me, and he gave them a contract to say, don't ever work with Joanna again. That's how fucked up he was. Okay. And I'm like, why? Because I'm protecting my students like a mother hen. I don't want them to get bit. So I said, okay, fine. You know what? You guys go do it, because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do it. So that tells me something. I'm not going to go all the way. So I know that with this process, this is completely legal, legit, lawful. No one will ever get bit because you're doing everything properly and right. This is exactly what we've been all waiting for a very, very long time. You already have trust out there, but it's also good to create your own trust too, to take control, to protect all of your things from possible tyranny. Because when they do this, this is what they did back in 1933. They said, here, give me your gold and silver. If you don't, you go to jail for 10 years or you have to pay a $10,000 fine. And then they basically took ownership of everyone's properties too. They seized everyone's properties. So this is where they're going right now, very, very soon. And what's going to happen? Like I said, there's only going to be a few of us that are secured creditors that are safe. We don't have to starve. We're set because we know how to securitize everything. Okay. We already know how to securitize everything. So everyone else, unfortunately, the ones that didn't want to listen or the ones that are just not, they don't have the knowledge. This is why I'm putting out a lot of the information, the videos. Hey, free information. Learn what it's like to be a secure creditor because there's so many people out there. Hey, Leslie Chica. Hey, love. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while. So there's so many people out there that don't even know what a secured creditor is. That's why I put it out there. It's all for the beginners, all the newbies. For the free information, because many people don't know. We have 9 billion people on the freaking planet, guys. You think that all of them know what secure creditors are? They don't know. That's our job. Our job is to teach as many people as we can that will listen. Not everyone. We're not here to save the world, no, but we're here to teach as many people that will listen that are ready for this information, because they're going to be the future leaders. They're going to be our next generation to teach the others and continue on. And that's what I'm doing with my kids. They got their TDAs set up. They got everything set up, because when I leave this plane of existence, they're going to be teaching their kids and their grandkids. Because we're starting the new generation with that, of all the lost knowledge that was supposed to be given to us, that was taken and ripped from us, from who do you think? The perpetrators. But we have to be at peace. We cannot be at war. We start acting like secure creditors. We start operating like one. You know, we operate at peace. Because I'll tell you, the moment you start acting at war, it doesn't matter how much paperwork you have and how many ammo you have. They will take you out. Believe me, you have to be very, very careful. You know, I mean, I'm not here saying, oh, I'm part of the aristocrats and I'm protecting them. And no, I don't want my family being taken out. That's for sure. You have to be very, very peaceful and cordial with people. You see? And there's a lot of people that have, you know, they have a, what do you call it? They have a thing on their shoulder, a chip on their shoulder, right? And yeah. Oh, hi, Michael. Hi, Michael. Wow. Just yesterday, you just said, I saw a video of a bank manager informing his staff that they are issuing a new program that doesn't require social security numbers. Well, welcome to the new digital one world system there. There you have it. So what I'm saying to you today now, you know, I mean, all my students that have taken my trust program, they're already spoiled. I've already given them the information. Because the thing is, this is our motto, mine and my husband's motto, under promise and over deliver. And they know we're good for it too. We not only want to teach you what we say we're going to teach you, but later on down the road, you stick with us as students. You stick around long enough, you're going to learn something even more. Because information that I tend to obtain by my higher folks, I tend to share it with my students, my good students, my wonderful students. And I've actually created the inner circle. And Leslie, check it out, lady. I created the inner circle, and you're very welcome to go in. Only my trust students are able to go into the inner circle. So we can communicate, we can collaborate, we can talk, we can share about our processes and our experiences, because it's time. It's time that we move on to that even more so, to help each other out, because things are going to get really, really shaky. Really shaky. And I'm here to tell you that no matter what country you're from, you have that capability. You know, in England, they have that. They have their own treasury accounts that they can do. And basically, it's a savings and bond account is what you got to look for. You look up savings and bond accounts, and basically it's a place where you purchase savings bonds and other bonds. That's pretty much it, to get your account open and learning how to securitize it. Anybody can do it, no matter what country you're in. This is the power of it. This is the beauty of it, guys. This is how you take your life back. This is how you, you know, when you get hit with taxes and all this stuff, you securitize that stuff, okay? You securitize it. You say, oh, more money for me? Really? Awesome. I know exactly what to do. And it's all about transmuting. You know, it's all about transmuting, transmutation. Transmutation. It's utilizing, it's alchemy, personal alchemy. You are the alchemist. That's what you do. You turn that debt into money. That's the power that we all have. Bitchin' stuff, isn't it? Exciting times. So if you want to learn more, I just wanted to let you know my old site is back up again. We were going to migrate it to Iceland, but I guess there was an issue. We couldn't do it. It was taking forever or something. So you can always go to securecreditor.com, secure. It's present tense, not past tense. Secure, meaning now. Securecreditor.com for the programs, the information, to see just how serious you truly are. I get people that aren't really serious, though. I get a lot of people, I don't know, I'm going to try this out. I don't really know. And, you know, and I'm like, well, maybe it's good that you just keep on searching. Keep doing your research and searching, because I only wish to work with serious people that are here to make an impact on the world, because time is running out, folks. I don't know about you. Time seems to be running out right now, the way that things are going. I mean, when the whole pandemic hit, I thought it was over. I thought it was over. I was like, okay, it's freaking over. We're finished, you know? It was a freaky feeling. You know, who's to say we'll not go back to that again? We don't know. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I feel that it will happen again very, very soon. It's because here in Mexico, the people's masks, the waiters' masks, people that work in stores, a lot of the masks haven't come off yet. And to me, that tells me something. That says, okay, so you're getting ready for another. It's already happening in China right now. They're already going through another lockdown. So you really want to be prepared this time around when the shit hits the fan. You want to be very prepared, because the next time around, you don't get a second chance. The next time around, it's going to be like, hey, how do I feed my family? What do I do now? So this is what I'm talking about. This is the seriousness of it. And it is awesome. You know, it's really awesome. You ask and it is given. And that's exactly what I did over a month ago. I asked, what else do I need, God, universe? What else more do I need? I want to go all the way. And out of the blue, I receive. I receive all the information that I need, that we're ready, we're moving forward, everything. We don't even have to worry. I don't even have to worry about the next craziness coming down the pike. You know, whatever happens, and those people, they didn't educate themselves, maybe because it's not meant for them. You see what I mean? It's not meant for many, many people. Only those that are chosen, and they know about this. They're chosen. They've been doing the research. And a lot of them started out 10 years ago. A lot of the people started out 10 years ago when the 2008 thing happened. The 2008 drama happened. And I believe this is when Bitcoin emerged. And by the way, I actually now, after with all this knowledge that I have, I actually see this whole Bitcoin crypto thing, like I stated, as a big distraction to get you used to using their system. Their system. Because why do they have control of everything? Why do we keep hearing, oh, the USDT accounts, they're all shut down. Oh, they're all blacklisted and they froze everyone who owned USDT or USDC. You know what I mean? And even my guy, I call him Croc, he's a bonds guy. He's been working with me for years. He knows how to deal with bonds and securitize and hypothecate and all that stuff. Okay. He has a lot of high-end connections with the Hague and major government officials. And he told me, he says, you know what? Don't be focused on Bitcoin. None of that. It was created by the CIA. It was created by somebody else. And they don't want you to believe it. Because once you start to go down the rabbit hole of being a secure creditor and realizing that it's a lot simpler than Bitcoin and crypto, it's as easy as putting your freaking signature to a document and having the appropriate trustee to securitize it for you. You're good to go. They try to make it so difficult, and this is how they rule over you, through this illusion to make you believe. And why does the stock market have any effect on crypto in the first place? Wait a second here. Something is off. And believe me, I was very heavy into crypto. I know how to trade. I know how to do all that stuff with crypto. You know, I did trading for the past 2 years with crypto. I was making really mad money, but all of a sudden, whoa, a lot of the money went from one like 60, 70 grand and half of that. Like, what the hell happened? Oh, but it's okay. Bitcoin is the way. Bullshit. Bullshit, guys. That's all I have to say. Yeah. 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 I bet you he did. John McAfee, yeah, created Bitcoin, utilizing Bitcoin to track criminal activity. It's all freaking, think about it. Just, you know, I just feel so sorry for the people, but I'm trying to do my best to educate as many people. That's our work. We educate. Whether you want to buy our products or not, it's fine. It doesn't matter. As long as you're educated, because somewhere down the line, when you're not even focusing on this stuff anymore, there's going to be a little light bulb that's going to click on, and you're going to say, oh my God, it all makes sense now. Holy cow. You're going to start to see. All we are here is to just basically give you the message, and you figure it out along the way. You know? Oh, hi, Elliot. Only 3% of all money is cash. Yep. Yep. So it's time that we all, you know, everyone needs to start learning how to use their own trusts, how to execute them, how to utilize them for real. Because when everything comes down the pike, believe me, you know, and I see people all around me here in Mexico, all over, they have no freaking clue. They have no idea what's going to hit them. No idea. And I'm going to hear it from everyone. Oh my God, I can't even access my money unless I take the Kool-Aid drink. Holy shit. Is this a Jim Jones thing? You better believe it. You better believe it. And so, I mean, the information that we have is extremely valuable. It's priceless, priceless information. There was a guy that it was really, let me tell you a little story before I wrap this up. And I'm just going to, I find it very funny. And you know what? This is one thing I will tell you. I am a woman of integrity. I am a woman of integrity. It doesn't matter if someone can sell me snake oil or whatever. If I find that that individual is corrupt in any way, I will not follow you. I just don't give a shit how exciting it looks. Okay. So there was a guy who wanted us to help him sell Ruby. He has a ruby that's worth half a billion dollars. He flew all the way to Dubai because he was told that he can access his Treasury Direct account and securitize and all of this stuff. Everything that I'm teaching my students right now. He spent $100,000 doing it and he never received nothing. They all bullshitted him. So, and he had to sell one of his gems. $100,000 just to give to this guy in Dubai who's living like a fucking prince. Show me how to access my Treasury Direct account and whatever. And then this is what he says. Oh, sorry, you know, come back another time. It, you know, the bank that you're supposed to be dealing with is in Hong Kong and it's shut down right now because of the COVID. I go, are you effing serious? I told him, did you not know that you just threw away your money for nothing? I said, that is bullshit. That's not what the Treasury Direct account is for, you know? So it was really funny. And then he got cocky with me because we contacted him and texted him for something just to basically say, hey, you know, we're going to help you with this deal to sell your Ruby. And he just flipped on us one time and we hardly ever talked to him. That was the funny thing. He goes, don't ever contact me again. And unless during the time that I see my daughter on Sundays and blah, blah, blah. And I don't deserve that. I go, look, dude, we haven't even talked to you in over like 2 months. We're just now texting you. So then I said, you know what? I said, my husband and I are not going to deal with you anymore. We don't want to work with you anymore in trying to sell your rubies. Because for one, they don't know who the originator is, and you need the originator in order to sell them because there's something very fishy with that. They want to know where this ruby came from. And this is the rough ruby. This is a rough ruby from Tanzania. So I didn't give a crap about how much money and how much I was going to get out of it. He offered 10%, like a very generous amount, and I walked away. I said, first of all, I'm a woman of integrity, and I know that this guy and the way he talked to us, he's out. And he wanted to learn what I knew. He wanted to learn what I knew. And I said, no, I don't give a crap how much money you have, how much crystals you have, you know? So to me, like I said, I only want to work with good-hearted people who have good hearts and they don't have ulterior motives, negative ulterior motives anyway. You know, they're here to do something to help because we are the leaders of this new paradigm. And our ancestors are guiding all of us. They're guiding us to the truth because they know that when they left this world, and you know, I'm sure they've experienced this whole thing. If they're from the United States, if they're from Mexico, it doesn't matter what part of the world, the whole world was being bankrupt. The bankruptcy happened to everywhere, to every country. It wasn't just the United States. And it happened. Oh, yeah. So that's the seriousness. And then, you know, when we did see the pandemic happen, you know, I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for putting me on the path of being a secure creditor so I can open my eyes because now I see more so what they're doing. It is insane what they're doing to the people, just pushing and pushing against people that don't know anything, that haven't done the research. Absolutely insane. And their children have to suffer. That's the worst, you know, for the parents to really buy into it. And then they go ahead and they give the Kool-Aid to the kids. It's like, oh, good goddess. You know, the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. So it's a very sad thing. What's going on with our societies and you know, getting people focused on fighting against the left wing and the right wing and who gives a crap? Those are all distractions, folks. You know, they are the banks. The banks rule the whole freaking planet, or they make you believe that. through their knowledge. And we're taking that knowledge back. We're taking that knowledge back because we are truly the bankers. We're the private bankers, not them, because they use our signatures, our bonds for their own benefit. Now it's our turn to turn it around. It is our turn and it is our time. Hope you enjoyed this podcast, everyone. Much love and light. If you are interested in becoming a secure creditor and operating on the private side and following what you're here to do, following your path, what you signed up for in the beginning before you came to this plane of existence, go to securecreditor.com. You know, just go to securecreditor.com. That is it's S-E-C-U-R-E, creditor.com, not securedcreditor.com. It's securecreditor.com for information. All the information that you will ever need to learn to make an honest decision on what it is that you wish to do and to change your life, guys. So it's time. Time to change your life. Much love and light. And you can always contact me at Drewanna or my staff, drewanna@pm.me. Much love and light. Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate that. Yeah, go into the chat and you'll find it. Take care, guys.